Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. Hope everyone is doing well today. So, hey, if you don't know what we talk about here or who we are, let me be the first to introduce myself. My name is Tim Madden. Christina Madden is unfortunately unable to make it today. She is holding an event for some of the clients in the Exec Upgrades Career Program. But, hey, we help professionals at the director, VP, and executive level get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. And we are... Man, I'm just so excited to announce that this year, it is July 17th right now, we have helped generate over 1,600 multiple six-figure interviews for those in our career program. We've had nearly 300 people accept multiple six-figure roles. So let's give it up to everyone who accepted a job this year. Hey, congratulations for all your hard work and great job to the team. Hey, if you don't know, some admin updates before we get started on episode 139 today. We have... a YouTube channel. So over on YouTube, search Tim Madden Executive Career Upgrades. I've been putting out content now for about the last month. So whether you want more information on like how to get on an interview, be successful at the interview, some tactics and strategies on leadership, training for your team, there's just an abundance of great information that I'm committed to recording multiple videos every single week to help you accelerate your career. Now, based on that, I need your help. It is on Christina and I's vision board this year to become one of the top podcasts. So for us to make that happen, here's what I need your help. I need you to go over to Apple and search Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, please go to Apple, right? And rate us a 5-star review. That really helps us out. That's how they determine the top podcast. So again, only if you get any value from this podcast or YouTube channel, do me a favor, leave us a review over on Apple. All right. And as always, hey, before we get started, if you need help, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team. Let's get into it today. Episode 139, how not to be nervous in job interviews. Man. The first thing I want to tell you is it's normal to be nervous, but as long as you do everything in this podcast episode that I'm about to tell you, right, it's going to mitigate that less and less and less. But the first thing you need to understand is, hey, you're going to be nervous when you go on an interview. And it's common to be nervous. So the first tip I have for you, there's this YouTube video of Vision Lakhiani. I probably said his name wrong. I do apologize. It's called The 6-Step Guided Meditation. He's one of the professionals over at Mind Valley, just a great organization. And really, it's a visualization, right? So there were times in early Tim Madden's career where I would have to give presentations to hundreds of people, you know, just a set several hundred people at a time. And it's extremely, extremely common to get nervous. So one of the things I would do is I would pop this in. I'd be nervous a little bit. Right. And I would just go through this visualization kind of breathing technique. This is just something that helped me. Right. So I would highly recommend you going on an interview. That's my first tip for you. Hey, listen. Do that the morning of your interview. It will help tremendously. Other tactics and strategies I have for you, okay? Now, you need to be prepared. If you do not prepare, if you do not practice, you will be nervous. That's probably the number one thing that causes nervousness is people wait till the last minute or they simply don't do it. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're a senior leader in an organization or you have 20 years of experience. You are competing against people, right, that take their career very seriously. You don't have an option to not look good on paper, not do research, and not prepare for interviews. So number one, you need to thoroughly research the organization. You need to know about the company, about the products and service, about the mission, the vision, the value, okay? Number two, you have to know storytelling, right? A lot of people talk in theory, right? You need to talk into, here is what I've accomplished throughout my career and be confident, okay? I would highly recommend to do mock interviews because the only way you can get better, okay, is by doing the thing. Does that make sense? The only way you can get better at the CRM is using the CRM. The only way you can get better at, you know, on interviews is, hey, practice as if you're on an interview, right? Which I'll drop right now. This is why we have an interview certification program to show you how to convert interviews to offers. Again, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a call with us. But you need to go through mock scenarios. If you don't go through a mock scenario, it's not going to end well for you. There's a reason that football players, right, in the NFL or any professional athlete, what do they do every single day? They train. How much do they train before the event? They're professionals. They train a lot. So if you don't train before your event, you are going to be very nervous. How do you not become nervous? Hey, I've done this so many times. I know exactly what I'm going to do, right? It's going to mitigate that nervousness a little bit. But number two, the big next point, okay, is you have to visualize success. So many people are nervous because they're like, oh man, I hope this interview goes well. I hope this happens. I hope this happens. Here's what I know. Hey, I wish I could just hope and things would magically come true. Okay. But Henry Ford has a great quote. If you think it's going to be a problem or you don't think it's going to be a problem, you're right. Because if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill back in the 1900s, he goes over success. One of the tenets of success is to visualize success. You have to visualize, hey, I know for sure I'm going to go into this interview and I'm going to do great. And I'm immediately going to move on to the next round. When I prep execs for interviews, right, a lot of people tell me, you know, I'm just scared. I'm nervous. I don't know what questions they're going to ask me. Let's pause for a sec, right? You've been doing this for 20 years, sales, marketing, ops, finance, product, whatever you're in. What could they possibly ask you to throw you off your game? You've done this for 20 years. So just by having that visualization of, you know what? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to crush this. No matter what they ask me about sales, I've done it all. I've trained teams, recruited top talent, prevented turnover, instilled SOPs for follow-up, done this, done that. What could they possibly ask you? A lot of people create self-doubt in their mind because they think about every reason something could go wrong. If you keep focusing on things going wrong, let me be the first to tell you, things are going to go wrong. So you need to visualize success. Imagine yourself succeeding in the interview, okay? Because visualization is proven, if you're taking notes, to reduce anxiety and boost confidence. Let me repeat that again. Visualization is proven to reduce anxiety and boost confidence. All right. The value part, okay? Remember that you bring unique value and perspective to the table. The interview is as much about you as assessing them as it is as about assessing you, okay? So remember, you know, and it's hard if you are putting all this self-doubt in your mind, it's really hard to see your value as well, right? Which is why you have to visualize success. But hey, you have to know you are valuable. You've been in the marketplace for 20 years. You probably had to overcome lots of things. That's the funny part about success, right? Is if you're listening to this podcast, your career probably hasn't been easy, right? Achieving these levels. You probably had to work damn hard, excuse me, right? You've had to work freaking hard over the years to get to this level and then that level and get that level, right? Why should now be any different? It doesn't get easier as you move up, right? It gets harder. Same thing with high school. Then you go to college and you go to G League. Then you go to the NBA, right? There's different levels to it. So you're operating at just a different level where, you know, it's more serious in your career with your competition. So you have to focus on, hey, how can I help this company? Okay. What's my unique value proposition? And then number three, right? We talked about it earlier. under the mindset. You need to embrace your nerves, right? And just know it is common to be nervous. I don't care if you're the most successful CEO, when you have those board meetings and the stock price is down, I don't care if you're the most successful CEO in the world, you're going to be nervous. Period, end of story. So just accept it like, hey, nervousness, right? Let's actually, one thing I've been making it a point to is looking up definitions recently. So I really want to take a minute to look up the definition of being nervous. Let's pull it up on Google for a sec, because it helps us. A lot of people say they're nervous, but let's understand what it really means. Okay. Okay. Nervousness is a quality of feeling anxious, worried, or alarmed. Your nervousness about flying in an airplane for the first time could be an example. So, hey, nervousness is a quality of feeling anxious, worried, or alarmed. Anxious, worried, or alarmed. Okay. So, practical techniques, right? Some of them could include deep breathing, right? We talked about that. But here's one thing I want to talk to you about, of how to, you know, overcome this nervousness while you're in the interview. Stay very focused and present when you are delivering your opening statements. Anytime I'd have to give a speech in front of, you know, numerous hundreds of people, right? I've always been a little nervous. So I always started it out with an icebreaker, right? The one I typically use, since I live here in beautiful Florida, is, and I like Florida because of the warm weather, sunny beaches, and no state taxes. I typically get a chuckle, then I can breathe for a little bit. So one of the reasons why we tell our clients to start off with a little icebreaker before you go into how great you are and how excited you are about the opportunity is because if you have some of that nervousness and you can get someone to smile, you can get someone to lock eyes with you, something, hey, it's just like it gives you that, okay, now we are good to go, okay? Now, on the day, how to prevent nervousness too. Do not be late. You're an executive. Be there an hour early. Hey, you live in New York City and you're literally driving somewhere. You better be there way early, right? Do not ever show up late for an interview ever. Arrive early. Arrive late. Make sure your Zoom's working or your Teams is working 45 minutes beforehand, right? Also, already predict. Hey, is my laptop charged in case the power goes off? Hey, if I lose internet, can I tether off my phone? These are some things to consider, right? So many people are nervous too because they're running red lights. They're rushing home. They give themselves 5 minutes. Give yourself enough time to be successful or you're going to cause yourself to be extremely nervous. So as we have talked about, right? Being nervous typically just stems from being unprepared. So I wanted to come on today and give you some practical tips on how do we prepare? How can we mitigate that nervousness? Maybe by doing research, knowing your stories a little bit, conducting some mock interviews, preparing questions that you're going to ask them, okay? Because if you're not prepared, that's going to cause anxiety. We talked about a couple different ways to get in the right mindset as well, okay? Because if you're not in the right mindset and you're worried about every single thing that's going to go wrong, you will be nervous, period, end of story. If you do not arrive early, get a good night's sleep, you're not dressed well, you haven't hydrated, or you drank alcohol the night before, it's probably going to cause you a little bit of anxiety. Here's the thing. In life, no matter what you're trying to do, and a job search is no different, okay? A lot of these things, even during when me and Christina talk about mindset a lot, okay, most of these concepts are not hard to understand. The problem is when you're not doing all of these things that are easily understandable, and you're probably like, hey, Tim, this makes sense. I should arrive early, probably shouldn't have a hangover, probably should look good, right? Probably should stay present during the conversation, probably should use some of these tips to be in a good mindset, probably should prepare before the interview and all these things, right? all of these things are easy, but when it's 20 things that are easy and you've only done 8 of them, that's likely where some of the anxiety is going to stem from. So listen, you don't have the opportunity to stumble through these interviews anymore if you're targeting 200, 300, you know, director, VP, executive at a company, right? It's very difficult now, okay? So you have to be on point of doing the research, being in the right mindset, and having a blueprint and strategy. Because think about this another way, okay? If you show any sign of nervousness or anxiousness during the interview and you have to lead a department of 250 people, 500 people, you're trying to be in the C-suite of this company, you are no longer being considered for the role, right? So take this extremely seriously. All right, everyone, that's all I have for today. Tune in next week for, of course, a great podcast topic for you. And as always, hey, if you need help in your career, we're halfway through 2024. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, right? The marketplace is in a really good spot right now. A tremendous amount of people are being hired in nearly every domain. Do not wait. Do not wait. The busiest search time of the year, okay, as we're approaching Q4. So get a head start on Q4. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.